This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Let's go now on the live line presented by Rincon Ventures Real Estate and Property Management to candidate Deborah McEwen. Deborah is one of three candidates. There's two Democrats and one Republican. She is the lone Republican in the race for the Arizona House of Representatives in District Number 2. Deborah, how are you?
I'm really fine, Bill. It's great to be on your show. Thank you.
Well, tell me a little bit about yourself. Let our listeners know who you are and why you are running, Deborah.
Sure. I have a background in criminal justice and been a forensic scientist and a manager and an assessor of laboratories for about 32 years. And I did a lot of law enforcement training and testified in court and also trained lawyers and law enforcement at the Law Enforcement Academy. So I've been in government criminal justice work for many years and thought I would get interested, more active, I should say, in politics. So last year, I decided to run for an office, and hopefully I'll be able to bring all that experience and knowledge up to Phoenix and make an impact there with any policies and bills that they have to get through, and that's what my hopes are.
Why is a conservative voice necessary and needed in District 2, Deborah McEwen?
We have been in a liberal voice down here for quite a while. We've had the three Democrats that held the office seats of representative and senator have been down here from anywhere from 12 to 8 years, rotating seats around. And I think it's time for a change. We've seen a lot of low scholastic scores, and we have a suffering economy down here as far as getting our young people out of high school and into those community colleges and being trained in technical jobs that they could make a good living at. And I'm just not seeing that push down here, and I would like to open that up a little bit and offer some more opportunities with more technical trade skills and boost the economy down here. I think it's not that that's a liberal or conservative thought, but economy is necessary all the way around with education, family life, giving people a good, healthy base for their future. And I think the best way to do that is education and economic opportunities.
District 2, give us a general idea what the borders of that district entail.
Well, District 2 is quite a large area. It starts down at the Mexican border in Santa Cruz County, and it encompasses all of that county. And then it creeps up into Pima County through the I-19 corridor into South Tucson. And it goes up to about 22nd Street in Tucson. So that whole southern district is part of my area, and as you probably well know, there's a lot of school issues up there that probably need to be taken a look at to see how we can improve that situation there. And the other areas of my district go all the way over to Aravaca, which has a large veterans population. And also to the east is Sonoyta, wine country, tourism, and lots of outdoor recreation and activities.
Your platform, how are you getting the word out other than occasional interviews on the radio? This is a very difficult time to be campaigning. How are you approaching it, Deborah McEwen?
Well, I'm playing it safe like everyone is, but I do get out to a lot of meetings and speaking events. So I am able to reach the people one-on-one and find out what their issues and needs are. So that's still happening.
And what are you hearing as far as their issues and needs? You brought up the economy. What else?
The economy and education seem to be the big ones. And then after that, people are looking mainly at safety and security and health care. So those seem to be the popular ones right now. A lot of people worried about the COVID situation and when they're going to be able to get back opening their businesses full speed and getting those paychecks more stabilized. So that seems to be the big issue right now.
Are you all in favor of opening up this state as soon as possible, Deborah McEwen?
Yes, I think it's a good idea to let the business owners decide how to best open up full steam ahead or at half capacity. I think we should let them decide that. They are going above and beyond what they regularly need to do with the health codes and cleaning and health regulations. And if every one of their customers is also being safe and secure, I see no reason why they can't be operating in a full capacity and start, generating their income again and thus paying taxes. And, it just keeps the ball rolling with the whole economy. So there are also pockets of Arizona, like the rural areas, where COVID is not affecting people as much. And those places need to be able to be open and, keep up with the economy in their regional areas. And, of course, in the more compact areas like Tucson, you are going to have to probably be more careful. But our business owners are smart and they're safe. And I think with a little backbone and support with protecting them from liability issues, from frivolous lawsuits, I think it's time to open them back up.
All right, Deborah McEwen, where can people find out more about your campaign?
They can go to my webpage at McEwen4AZ.com. McEwen4AZ.com.
Deborah McEwen, thank you very much.
Thank you.